Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gidgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Marie.
And we're Chit Chat Moms.
And you're barely listening to Barely.
At Barely Podcasting.
Enjoy the show.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
Yes, this is an episode in which I have been debating on for a long time and figured, hey, I'll just throw it in right here. Because you know what? I'm probably right now either driving, in the air, or unpacking as soon as I got back home. By the time you listen to this, I should be back home, but again, family reunions. So I figured what I would do with this episode is play for you some of the songs that I have really enjoyed while I've been doing the show. And these are all songs that have been bumper music, but I've never played the whole song out in its entirety. And I have kind of a playlist on my iPod where these are the songs I'm listening to now. I'm not really listening to the music that's, well, the mainstream stuff. I know, I just turned into like a total dork. But hey, why don't we just get into it? I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I enjoy this music as well. The first one is a song that really, it just drives me for some reason. It's very much out of the norm of the music I normally listen to, but it is also one of those songs that I listen to it maybe 4 or 5 times right in a row. As soon as the song's over, I hit back and I listen to it again. And I don't know why. Very much out of the genre that I normally listen to. But hey, it is Matthew Ebel and Drive Away.
So sharp it'll make you bleed. We don't talk, we just punch the clock. We can't find each other in the same old gridlock. Maybe a little escape, what we need. Living your love and your work like a dog every morning. The city's a pain like the latte stain on your dress. Get in the van before you break down. It don't cost a dime. Granted, a bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. It's love that makes it so damn good to be alive. Oh, so let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all. Stand in our way, yeah. coffee shops and the bar. Maybe, maybe it's too late. Maybe, baby, it's just me. Maybe you'll take my hand and we'll get in the car. Whoa, 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 so let's drive.
And now our next song that I'm going to play here is one that I played back. Oh, boy, I can't even remember the episode I played this one on. But, yes, I did play it. I love this song. And really, usually with the song, there's like a line or just one of the riffs that go on through it that really pull me in. This song is one that's very much like that. It is the bass line. And once it kicks in, it is really raunchy, and I love it. And it just, it's kind of one of those songs where anytime anyone's like, hey, do you have a song I can use for this? I'm like, oh, hey, try this one. It might not be anything relevant, but hey, I do it anyway. It is Lacuna Coil, and the song is Our Truth. We'll be right back. And I think now you're kind of getting an idea of the genre that I really, really like. It's kind of a hard rock, little bit of metal kind of into there. And even in the mainstream music that I do listen to, it all kind of flows that way as well. I mean, there are some where it kind of jumps out. I do have a couple other songs in here that, well, I think one that I know of right off the top of my head. But there are songs that, even in the mainstream, that are just completely out of the ordinary. This song isn't one of them. This one fits right into that genre that I normally listen to. And it's just, there's a line on it that just gets me. It's, they save the last scene for me. It's about three-fourths of the way through. Well, no, it's actually in the chorus. But when I first notice it, always is about three-fourths of the way through the song. And for some reason, that just grabs me. And this song is by Cinch, and the song is actually The Last Scene.
Yeah.
Okay, once I discovered this band, its adrenaline factor, I don't know, I was kind of hooked with them because the lead singer reminds me of AC/DC. I'm not sure if he is associated and this is a side project. I haven't done that much research into it. But the writing style and everything kind of fits in. Just kind of a more of an aloof rock, which AC/DC, when they're good and they're on with it, they really get it. It's similar to, let's see, the AC/DC song of You Shook Me All Night Long. That one, Adrenaline Factor has kind of followed in that kind of genre almost, just kind of that kooky, off-kilter, hard rock. But yet it is just so much fun to listen to. And one of my favorites by them is Boozin' Susan, which I'm playing right now. Another genre that I really do enjoy is very similar to kind of the main genre. It's more arena rock is really what it's been come down to. It's more of the hairband 80s kind of stuff. But this next song, which is Raise Up Your Hands by American Heartbreak, it reminds me a little bit of Bruce Springsteen's, what was that song? Born to Run. It's kind of one of those anthem songs that really just drive people. And for some reason, this one does too. It's kind of upbeat, but yet still it drives really hard. It is definitely a rocking song. So, yeah, hey, here it is. Enjoy it. most part, I haven't always gotten into, well, like, chicks being lead singers. And it's not like a sexist thing or anything. It's just I have a hard time just with my mental image of what women should be, blah, blah, blah. Just seeing them kind of standing up there in front of a hard rock band that usually what they sing about is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, it just doesn't, it never really connected with me. But Hydrogen, which I've played a while back, they did. And the lead singer, oh my God, she is hot. And on the cover art and everything, wow. You definitely got to go check them out. But this song is Blind. It was on the PodSafe Music Network for like, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. Because it went up and it came down. I fortunately got both of the songs I've played on the show when it was up. Oh boy, this just sounds really bad. Up, down, up. Oh God, I am such a dork. Anyway, this is Blind by Hydrogen. This song that I'm going to play next has really been a song that you've probably heard everywhere. And I really liked it. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm usually more of a fan of kind of the harder rock, arena rock, 80s rock kind of stuff. But Jonathan Colton's Code Monkey just resonated with me for some reason, and so that's why I'm playing it here. But it's very much out of the realm that I normally listen to. So it was just kind of one of those things where it's like, why am I enjoying this? But I do. Like I said, it's very similar to Drive Away by Matthew Ebel, which we started off the show with. It, for some reason, it just locked in with me. And I really enjoy this song. It's one of the higher play counts that I have. I just don't know why. It just is, and I really enjoy it. So, hey, I'm going to play it now so that I can listen to it again.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
This next band I actually found from Corbia over at the Twisted Pickle. It's Killola. It's a band I for some reason I just have a hard time saying the name, but it's kind of a punk band, and I've never really always been into that much punk, but for some reason, Killola has just grabbed me, and I really do enjoy the music. I can't remember if I played this one or if it was just Corby that played it, but it is Heart Rate 160, and it's a quick song. Not saying that's bad, it's just you move through it so quick, and you're like, wow, it's over. I don't know why, but I really, really dig this song. So, hey, here's Killola with Heart Rate 160.
Lying in a bed on fire. I never give a little help, got to get a little help.
Okay, this next song, I don't know, it's kind of one of those, it almost seems down a little bit. It when I listen to it, it just seems more darker for some reason, and I don't know why, but I really do enjoy this next song, which I'm going to play for you here in a minute. It just really kind of, I don't know, it brings me up, but yet it feels dark. I know that's kind of an oxymoron, but it is. It's Deliver Me by One Day Remains.
Me.
And now we are on to our final track. And it is one of the first songs I played. And I was thinking, oh, wow, all of Podsafe music is this great, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I just have a hard time finding a song. But this was one of the first, and it really was one that I really enjoyed early on, and it just stuck with me. I still like it. I still play it all the time. I heard it also recently on DinkyCast when they announced that they were moving to Chicago. The song is Chicago, and it is by the band Blackboard Jungle.
We did not speak. Something in the silence slowly engulfs me. It was a time, a place I can't fall here. I keep a picture of you in the back of my head. What's upon a time? Just 10,000 skies, but there's somewhere else my faith lies. So the story's all that ever could happen. That's where this movie starts and where it ends. Once upon a time, just 10,000 miles ago, wonder
folks, that's it. That is the episode in which I've had in my back pocket. Well, not, I mean, I'm recording it more recently, but I've had this concept in my back pocket for a long time. I hope you enjoyed the music that I played. I'm not turning into a music podcast, so if you don't enjoy music podcasts and you enjoy, well, me being a dork, don't worry. But I did want to get something else out here this week since, well, last week was a feedback episode and this week is, well, not. But it's kind of hard to get content when I don't have anything to record with. My voicemail line, I have really been banging it a lot just because, well, that's how I'm taking show notes for myself. It's just been one of those ways that I've been able to do it, but I just call myself really quick. So you will be hearing all that next week. Also, quick announcement about next week. Nate and Di might be coming back. If you've listened to the Nate and Di show, they said there was a post, but when I'm recording this now, and it's before I'm even leaving for my family reunions, they just had a post that said, it's a date. And then three periods after it. And it's a date was the title. Three periods were the post message. And all of a sudden, the whole podosphere has been up in arms. Holy crap, Nate and Di are back. So, yeah, hey, that is, I'm stoked. I really am. Also, just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping here. Hey, look, if you want to get me out to PME and see how much of a dork I can make myself in front of all these other podcasters that you do listen to, please help me out. I would really appreciate it. The fund is growing, but it's moving real slow. I do have in set up right now, hey, if you donate $25, there's a CD I'll give you that has every episode I've ever done on this show, as well as Chat Buffet, which was my very short-lived second show, which I really did enjoy. I had a lot of fun with that one. I wish we didn't have to bag it, but we did have to. There'll be all the pre-made bumpers, and I mean, you could pretty much make a Barely Podcasting episode with everything I'll be giving you. All my intros and everything. So, yeah, hey, why don't you, I mean, if you feel like it, please donate whatever. I mean, even if it's not the 25, if you want to do it in installments to get up there, hey, that's cool. As long as you hit that level, I will send you out that DVD, or it might be two. I haven't burned them yet, but I will definitely do that. I'll also send a personal message from me to you, which no one else will get. So it's not like I'm going to go, yeah, hey, thanks for donating $25, or thanks for donating and getting me out to PME, George. Or I'm just dumping in names here there. I won't do that. I might actually turn on some noise in the background so you know I'm not doing something stupid. Anyway, here is the contact information. Next week is back to a normal episode, folks. So hope you enjoyed the shows that I did put out here while I was gone and really couldn't do much with everything else. And I will catch you guys later, folks. And please get me out to PME. You can visit the website at barelypodcasting.com. You can send me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. You could send me a Skype message at barely. Of course. What else would I be? Also, you can look me up on Twitter. And my name there is Barely. Of course. What else would it be again? You can also leave me a voicemail, which so many people do. It makes me feel like I'm loved. And that number is area code 206-984-3675, which also spells out dork. Hey, that's me, isn't it? And also, the music on today's show is all provided by the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. And the intro and extra music that is part of every show now, which was so graciously provided by some of you, the fans of the show. That song is Happy by Jamie Brancher. And he is also over at the PodSafe Music Network. So yeah, go definitely check him out. And I think that is going to be it. all can I do any work with this. Two last things before I go, folks. First of all, remember, if you need to update your domain names or you want a domain name, go over to GoDaddy.com and use the code word BLUE, BLU15. If you need your web domain and you want to host on GoDaddy, use the code word POD15, POD15. That will also get, both of them will get you a 10% discount at checkout. So, hey, that's cool. You'll appreciate it, and I know GoDaddy will as well. Also, this show can be found on some of the best directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com. So, yes, go check them out, and I think that is it. I will see you all next week, folks.